Pope Benedict appealed Sunday for a peaceful solution to what he called the dramatic events in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
Seguo con grande trepidazione i gravissimi eventi di questi giorni in Myanmar.
He said he was following the events in the country with great trepidation and stressed his spiritual closeness to the people of that country at a time when they are going through a great trial. He also urged the entire church to pray for Myanmar in the hopes that a peaceful solution can be found for the good of the entire country.
Raccomando alla vostra preghiera anche la situazione nella penisola coreana.
The Pope also called on people to pray for the situation in the Korean Peninsula, where he said some important developments in the dialogue between the two Koreas is giving us hope that the efforts of reconciliation underway may grow stronger in favor and to the benefit of stability and peace of the entire region. The six-nation talks in Beijing are starting up again involving the two Koreas, the United States, China, Russia, and Japan. In order to get the North Koreans to give up its nuclear weapons program, the Americans and the South Koreans have pledged to provide food aid and energy for the people of North Korea, which is in dire need after a series of natural disasters. The Pope made his appeals after reciting the Angelus at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. Before the Angelus, he spoke about the parable of the rich man and the poor man Lazarus, the subject of Sunday's Gospel.
Today's Gospel reading reminds us to be generous with the good things we receive in life.
The Holy Father said the rich man represents the unfair use of wealth for unbridled and selfish luxury by people who only think about their own satisfaction, unconcerned by the beggar standing at their door. By contrast, the poor represents those only God takes care of. Pope Benedict reminded the faithful that unlike the rich man, the poor man is given a name, Lazarus, which is short for Eleazar, the one whom God has helped.
Ma non possiamo dimenticare tante altre situazioni di emergenza umanitaria in diverse regioni del pianeta.
The Pope said that we cannot forget the many humanitarian emergencies in different regions of the world where conflict over political and economic power is making worse an already seriously degraded environment. The Holy Father specifically mentioned sub-Saharan Africa. He also quoted from Populorum Progressio, Pope Paul VI's encyclical, which is marking its 40th anniversary this year. Pope Paul had written that the world looked forward to building a human community where men can live truly human lives, where the needy Lazarus can sit down with the rich man at the same banquet table.
Non possiamo dire di non conoscere la via da percorrere.
The Holy Father concluded his address by quoting this document, saying that hungry nations of the world cry out to the people blessed with abundance. Pope Benedict said that this being the case, no one can say they did not know what path to follow. I'm Charles Collins.